Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Hustling to make their dreams come true, the Niggerati did what some considered against their morals: accept funding from whites. But they never let the money water down their blackness. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. The Niggerati were artists and intellectuals struggling to make their dreams come true. Even with such a bold name, many had to do something they never wanted to. White donors helped fund their projects. Writing was their lifeline, so they were willing to accept their coin to make things happen. But those dollars never swayed them. They remained unapologetically black, while many of our people chose to assimilate. The Queen of the Niggerati, Zora Neale Hurston, knew the power of our speech and decided to write in African-American vernacular English. Much of the collective wrote exclusively about black life, a nod to the bond that tied the collective together, community. The Niggerati were brilliant minds of the day, including Langston Hughes, Wallace Thurman, Dorothy West, and more. They supported each other by creating, partying, eating, and even living together at what they called the Niggerati Manor. We don't have to speak or behave a certain way to be considered respectable by white supremacy's standard. Like the Niggerati, we should never be afraid of our blackness and their reactions to it. We should do us, regardless of who's watching. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please subscribe and rate our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.